You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome to the show. It is an Alias Hip on the BetMGM Network. Hope you're having a great morning. Michael Jenkins, she is Chelsea Messenger. Coming up. Colts have their man, their old man. We're going to talk about the signing of Phillip Rivers with our guy Kevin Bowen from The Morning Show on 107.5 The Fan in Indianapolis. What was just quick reaction? They signed Phillip Rivers. First reaction, right out of the box, before you had any time to think about it.
Is this fake? Is this a burner account? Did you have to double check it as well? Like, I had to cross check it with like multiple sources because I didn't see it from Adam Schefter first. I saw it from some other, you know, outlet that like tweeted out. I was like, nuh-uh, they're trying to get us, because there has been like an outpouring of like fake news, you know, on Twitter, on X, and it feels like it goes largely unchecked. So I was like, okay, I'm not going to get got. I'm going to check this. And lo and behold, it was actually true.
Oh, man. I couldn't believe it. It's a great story, though. I mean, I love when stories like that that are totally unexpected just kind of break out of nowhere. And we're like, oh, I did not see this coming. I mean, when Daniel Jones went down, did we really think that Phillip Rivers was on the radar? I certainly didn't. I had no idea. We have Kevin. You ready to go? All right, let's bring him in. Kevin Bowen from The Morning Show, 107.5 The Fan in Indianapolis. So, Kevin, thanks for being with us. We know you're tight on time, so I'll jump right to it and ask you the question that I asked Chelsea. What was your initial reaction when you thought, oh, it's Phillip Rivers?
Yeah, is the year really 2025? That was my first thought. You know, it felt like a tweet from, you know, 5 years ago during the COVID season. So, you know, I did quickly move on to Shane Steichen loves Phillip Rivers, and I cannot reiterate that enough. So, you know, when you get late in the season and you have quarterback injuries to three of your four quarterbacks, times get desperate. And, you know, it didn't, I guess, stun me. I mean, obviously, still, he hasn't thrown a pass in 1,800 days, and he's 44 years old, and he's 5 years removed from playing in the NFL. Like, all of that, yes, that is all shocking. But, again, Shane Steichen is obsessed with preparation and chess matches and all that, and I feel like he thinks that Phillip Rivers can meet him there, and they'll try to drum up something in that realm against one of the best defenses in the NFL.
I think a lot of us are asking if Phillip Rivers was, like, the first call. Do you think there were other people on the depth chart that they went down? They're like, okay, this guy's not available, this guy's not available. Did you hear any gossip or rumors about maybe some other options? Because that's what I think I can't get around is that, okay, maybe if nobody else is available, but it sounds to me that they really like Phillip Rivers.
Yeah, I think there was a report that Sam Ehlinger, who used to be on their practice squad with, or he used to be their third quarterback with Shane Steichen, I believe he's now on Denver's practice squad. I think there was a report that the Colts thought about signing him or tried to maybe even sign him off their practice squad, but Ehlinger declined. I mean, obviously, it's a less than ideal situation for anybody. I get that a starting job is a starting job, but, you know, Brett Rippon is their one healthy quarterback right now, depending on Riley Leonard's knee situation on their roster. Now, he hasn't thrown a pass in the league in a couple years, but granted, he's been in the building for 2 months, and he actually got in for Cincinnati earlier in the season when they were dealing with all their injuries. So he's probably the one that's got to be like, wait a minute, did you guys forget about me? Like, I am still in the building and have been here for 2 months. But again, when you get late in the season, the trade deadline is over. You know, obviously, you'd have to do some things behind the scenes, like, hey, Joe Flacco's agent, will you demand being cut? Or, you know, Russell Wilson's agent, will you play that game? You know, that obviously didn't occur here, so enter the grandpa.
We're talking with Kevin Bowen from the morning show on 107.5 in Indianapolis. That is the Fan. So let's talk about the grandpa even more now. What is best case scenario here? It's hard to gauge because, look, again, we haven't seen him in 5 years, but could he really, really lead the Colts to the postseason? Right now it's, you know, the deck is stacked against him. Let me put it that way.
Yeah, so, I mean, best case is you revive your run game. Let's start there. Jonathan Taylor has not been same old Jonathan Taylor over the last month or so. It's correlated to them losing four of their last five. Their defense, which is really banged up right now, gets back to playing at a better level. And then can Rivers just manage the operation and not give the team, give the opponent, you know, short fields? They, you know, had one of those with Daniel Jones on Sunday and, you know, those sorts of things. But obviously, you have questions. Where is the velocity of a 44-year-old quarterback? You know, how is he going to react the first time that pocket starts to collapse on him on Sunday? We've never said Phillip Rivers is some, you know, fleet-of-foot scrambling quarterback. So, you know, as soon as that play breaks down, he is going to break down. So, man, it looks like the Colts could be starting a rookie at right tackle for the first time all season. So again, there are plenty of questions, but I guess to get back on what the Colts are hoping and praying for, it's that, again, Shane Steichen and Phillip Rivers will sit in meeting rooms for hours upon hours this week and say, hey, we know this offense like the back of our hands. If Seattle shows us this, we'll check to that. Of course, it looks good on the whiteboard on a Tuesday. It's a different thing to execute it against a defense that hasn't allowed a touchdown in the last two games.
Okay, so you have boots on the ground there in Indianapolis. Are there any talks of how Phillip Rivers looks? Like, I would imagine these workouts were probably closed and nobody saw him. But, like, has anybody gotten a glimpse of, like, physically what Phillip Rivers looks like these days?
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Days?
Yeah, I mean, I think there is a thought here that he had a nice workout, but again, an indoor atmosphere on a Monday evening in, you know, shorts and a t-shirt is slightly different than the Seattle defense and 45 degree spitting rain weather coming up on Sunday afternoon. So yeah, I think it's a far cry from trying to replicate exactly what an NFL game is going to be like. I mean, if you want to really stretch it, I guess he has thrown to Michael Pittman Jr. That would be the only, I think, Colts pass catcher, maybe Mo'Ally Cox at tight end. That is a holdover from 5 years ago. You know, Rivers has flirted with this. I don't know if people have been totally in tune to the Philip Rivers post-retirement life, but he's coaching high school football in Alabama. But, you know, he had, you know, the Colts thought about signing him late in the season when Carson Wentz was having some issues a few years back. The 49ers and the Saints, for different reasons, you know, reached out to him. You know, Rivers said before the start of the season that, you know, he has put on a little bit of weight post-playing career, but does feel like he is still in shape. Well, you know, again, we're going to find out. You know, cardio shape for fourth quarter of a 60-minute game, what is that like? So, you know, these are all very fair questions, probably met with more skepticism than optimism, and it's very understandable why.
Kevin, because you're right there in Indianapolis, I just wanted to ask you about the reaction and the excitement level of the Indiana Hoosiers now, since we got you on the phone, and what they have done beating Ohio State in the way that they did in the Big Ten Championship, now being the one seed in the college football playoff.
Yes, another tweet that I would have said, you're not showing me accurate information if you would have showed me that right. Playoff bracket on Sunday. I went to IU from 2008 to 2012. In my 4 years there, they won three Big Ten games. 4 years, they won three Big Ten games. They gave up 83 in a game to Wisconsin. That's a football game, by the way, not a basketball game. They gave up 83, too. So, I think it's the greatest coaching job in college or pro sports. I get that a national audience might say, oh, it's very hyperbolic to be in market, but you're the losingest college football program. And again, football is not go find, you know, Steph Curry and Davidson, where, you know, lightning in the bottle with one player and can get hot for a couple weeks in March. You know, football, there's an element of, obviously, you need, you know, a large chunk of 22, and you got to sustain it, you know, over the course of 12 weeks. So, it is absolutely incredible what Kurt Cignetti has done with a slew of transfers that I don't think are also in maybe the most heralded. You know, Fernando Mendoza is very highly sought after in the portal, but a lot of those guys on the defensive side of the ball were not. And if anybody watched Saturday night, their defense, I think, was the reason why they won that game. So incredible, incredible sports story, to say the least.
Oh, no question about it. An exciting time to be right there in the middle of it all. He is Kevin Bowen, host of the morning show on 107.5 The Fan, Indianapolis. Follow him on X at KBowen1070. Kevin, we always appreciate the time, and thank you so much for being with us.
You bet, guys. Have a good one.
You too. Oh, my God. I didn't know he went to IU. Incredible. I have met, I don't know, how many people do I know? Well, I'll add Kevin to the mix. That means I know three people who went to Indiana. And my friend Anna, her mother went to Indiana. All of a sudden, the Hoosiers during football season coming out of the woodwork. I guess it's because they've had no reason outside of the last couple of years to get really excited. Now they're like, guess what? We're here. We've been waiting for this, you know, quite literally forever.
Ah, absolutely. I'm sorry I was a little sidetracked. I was trying to look up if Philip Rivers is the first grandpa to play in the NFL. Surprisingly, he's not.
He's not.
Because when you say grandpa, he's a literal grandpa. Like, he is a grandfather. So, like, that's not that's not a metaphor. That's not, you know, an exaggeration. He literally is a grandfather to a grandchild. But I need to do some further reading. But according to USA Today, he is not the first grandpa to play in the NFL. So I'll have to see who that is during the break.
That's crazy. Well, I like, too, that what I caught there while I was listening to him, and I didn't want to ask because I know he doesn't have the answer necessarily, but You know, at the beginning of the show, we said Diana Russini from The Athletic put out a tweet saying, well, a source tells me he's in better shape now than he was when he played at 44. And then Kevin's like, well, if you listen to Philip, he'll say he's put on a few pounds since then. I'm like, okay, well, it doesn't mean he can't be in better shape. But Philip himself is saying, you know, I might be a little soft around the edges, but I can still sling the rock. So I'm interested to see what the truth is here.
Ah, so I found the answer to our trivia question.
Oh.
And I didn't know this. Did you know, according to USA Today, Brett Favre was the first grandpa and also a quarterback? Because apparently when he played with the Vikings, his 21-year-old daughter gave birth to a son. I didn't know that.
Yeah, first grandfather and first quarterback to defraud his state of federal funds. Coming up next here on the show. It is hour two, and we'll hand out some first impression roses. That is coming up next on the Daily Tip here on the BetMGM Network.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.